Welcome to Next Gen Thoroughbred Podcast. My name is Tanner.
And I'm Tim, and this is where we shine the light on the future of the thoroughbred industry through the voices of those living it every day.
Today's episode, we have some super exciting stuff. We get to break down what we did over the weekend, Stephen Foster Day at Churchill Downs, and then we'll kind of get into some racing highlights and reactions from Torpedo Anna and Mindframe, those two big races that we got to witness and just absorb the moments of those two races and every other race during that day. And then we have some super exciting news. We get to release our Next Gen Thoroughbred photography. So
that's right.
That's one of the big things for this week. And I think we're going to do real well with it. And it's kind of one of the main parts of the podcast. And we get to bring the light to that as well. So
exactly. It's going to be...
Tim, if you kind of want to walk us through our morning at Churchill Downs and what you saw and what you learned and some of the highlights.
Of course. So, first impression, we entered the backside where all the racing stables are, and it was just like a super highway of horses.
Yeah.
I mean,
is our first time doing
right.
a big event, you know, Stephen Foster Day, big grade one race, tons of people, stuff like that.
Right. And like the only time I've ever been to the backside is like September sales at Keeneland. Like I've never been like that side of the industry before. So it was really cool just to see all the exercise riders, you know, legged up, rolling down the track, you know, breathing. It was crazy to see like something that you would see in a movie or something. Cause you don't,
you don't see a lot of people getting that opportunity to do so. And we proudly thank Churchill Downs and Darren.
Yes,
Rogers and Kevin for setting us up with that, and we look forward to doing a whole lot more there. And we've had a great experience, and I think it's just something that we're starting with, and it's just the beginning.
Yeah. So, Tanner J, what was your first impression of entering the backside?
So I've been there a couple times,
right?
Just some previous work and stuff along those lines. But for a big event like the Stephen Foster, I didn't expect to see so many like highly recognized people in the industry as soon as we got there. I mean, like one of the first people we saw was Kenny McPeak and
and his dog.
You know, yeah. I mean, congrats to Kenny on Torpedo Anna. We'll get into that a little bit later, but welcomed us right into his office and we sat down and we just talked about what advice he would give to the next generation who's looking to be a trainer. And, you know, he met his dog Sonny and got to walk around his barn a little bit and,
make sure you check out the full interview on our Instagram.
Yeah, yes, that as well. The interview is on our Instagram. Turned it into a reel, so should be available for everybody and anybody to see. But yeah, it was just super exciting. And, you know, we eventually ran into Bill Mott and a couple exercise riders. Frankie Dettori was up there. You know, it's just, you see so many people like that and you're eye to eye with them. And it's just, you know, it's another day for them. So, you know, you kind of got to take it how it is and roll with the flow of what people are doing and the work that's going on there and respect the workers and the horses and
100%. Yes.
What people are doing because they're working their butts off on those super early mornings. And we're just proud to just be involved with that somehow. And we get to highlight that a little bit. So is there something that you learned, Tim, from that morning or like throughout the day where you were kind of like, oh, maybe we should have done this a little bit differently or.
So being a part of the media crew was absolutely amazing. Like I enjoyed every second of it. They get set up in this nice little room, the media room where you could go in, set your laptop, all your equipment down and all that. I didn't realize how much time was in between races. Not a lot. Like it took everything we had to get to the winner's circle.
Hustling.
Right. Yeah. Literally. That's what I put in my notes. I was like, we were hustling back and forth, taking photos in the winner's circle on the track, hustling back to edit those photos, upload them on Instagram in real time, and then back over to the next race. So we decided that we were going to wear suit pants, Tana Jan. We probably should have just, you know, been a little more casual and put some shorts on and some tennis shoes.
We like to dress up and do all that stuff. It was warm.
Right.
It was really warm and we were walking a ton and I was definitely sweating at some points, but that's all part of the experience. So,
but actually being on the physical track when some of the greatest horses in the industry cross the finish line, it's something that it's just a feeling that is crazy and amazing.
It gives you that, like, it's like that boost that nothing else can give you. I kind of
Yes, a
relate
hundred
it.
percent. Yep.
We talk about Jason Wirth and his relationship to winning with Dornoch and now Flying Mohawk and all those horses. And just that feeling of like adrenaline, that rush that you don't get from quite literally anything else. So when you're
Right.
front row to something like that, it's super eye-opening. And being a college athlete as I was, I played soccer for 5 years. I never really got that feeling back until Torpedo Anna crossed that finish line, and I was like, whoa, that's that
Right.
feeling. Like
And you were right there on the
right
line.
in front of her,
Yep.
So that was, it's just super cool and a great part of the podcast and the photography part of it and all that stuff. So Tim, if you kind of want to break down Torpedo Anna's race, I'll go ahead and break down Mindframe's race.
They all broke incredible. She, like Kenny McPeak said, she just, they held at the 16th line, just like, wasn't trying to push her very hard, and then
And
they
she,
round that last turn and they just let her take off.
yeah, she
And she,
cruised like,
yes, I'm not sure what her favorite spot is on the track, but she really did good on the outside and just came up and then cut across into the front and just, you know.
and just cruised on home. And
Yes.
obviously, props to Brian Hernandez Jr. for being aboard that race as well.
Yes.
Luck, we've been lucky enough to be involved with Kenny and Brian and message them and just send them pictures back and forth and appreciate the work that they do for us, but we do for them as well. So,
Right.
I mean, she's back. Torpedo Anna's
Yes.
back
Yep,
in a
she
big
is.
way. And come this fall, I might tell those boys to look out a little bit. She's
I know.
unbelievable.
I was talking to someone yesterday and I was just like explaining like what we did this whole weekend. And I was like, yeah, she ran a pretty good race. And they're like, she? I was like, yeah, she's a filly. Gonna give those boys a run for their money. They were just
And
shocked that like a filly. And I was like, you can't underestimate them.
no, you definitely cannot underestimate the fillies, especially one like her. I mean, she's generational. You don't see many like her. Even
Yes.
off her bad last race, she comes back in amazing form and kicks butt. So good for her and good for the connections there. And we're excited to see where she stands, towards the end of the summer and coming into the fall.
And hopefully we'll see her in purple.
Yes, definitely. Definitely want that silk to be purple for sure. I'll kind of break down Mindframe's race a little bit. We are lucky enough to actually be quite literally involved in Mindframe in a sense. I right now am doing sale prep at Claiborne Farm, and Tim has done that in the past few years, and he's coming back in September to help work with the sales. And but the fact that Mindframe will stand at stud at Claiborne Farm is, it was huge for us. It's big for the farm, it's
Yes.
big for Jacob West, who we have a good relationship with, and he's a super good guy and he's really good at his job. And it's people like that that you look up to in the industry. And kind of going right back into the race itself and Mindframe, I mean, it was a thing where the industry said he was inconsistent. He won a bunch of races and then kind of got shot down, and then they didn't really know what was going to go on with him. And he comes back in 2025 and
Right.
absolutely dominates. It's undefeated this year. He just won the Grade One Stephen Foster. It's one of the best older horse races in the world. So, and you get an automatic berth to the Breeders' Cup Classic. So we will 100% see him in November in that classic race.
Yes.
Props to IRAD as well, and Jacob and Rapoli and all those guys with the connections there. And that was definitely a special one. That was probably one of the cooler things I've ever experienced in the industry, just because it's so close to home, eventually standing here. So
And
I
I
think if he
mean,
does well and the classic works out for him, and you get that Breeders' Cup Classic under your belt potentially, and I think you got a hell of a stud fee in your freshman year. So
and with that race, like seeing three of the biggest horses,
yeah,
Sierra
oh yeah,
Leone,
props to
Mystic Dan,
second, third,
and
fourth, and
right,
fifth. And
yes.
it's like we were all focusing on Mindframe right there, but Sierra Leone, Breeders' Cup Classic winner last year, ran a good second. I mean, he was coming.
Yep.
So I think the classic this year, it's going to put together a really good field. I don't know if you'll see all the really good older horses just because there's not many opportunities to birth yourself into the classic like that. But yeah, I mean, shout out to all those guys. And, you know, we caught up with Brooks actually in the parking lot after, and we talked about the podcast, and this is the first time that we got to talk to him about, you know, him like almost kickstarting that idea for us. So that was really cool just to talk to him and break it down for a few minutes, even if it was just in the parking lot. You know, we gave him a business card, told him to reach out if he ever felt the need to, and thank Jason and John for us as well. So I think that was another really cool part
If
of
I don't know,
that.
we went to a seminar and it was Brooks, Jason,
Yeah.
and John Stewart. They all spoke and really inspired Tanner and I to grab the reins of this podcast and just try to inspire the next generation. So
And
big shout
just
out
put
to
it
those
in
three
the,
men.
yeah. It was almost like we had to do that. And you know, we follow Brooks and Jason and John and all those guys on social medias, but you don't necessarily get the opportunity to run into them every single day. So when you have that opportunity, again, we say it all the time, you got to step your foot out there, and you got to do it. You got to talk to those industry leaders, the people that, you know, inspire us to inspire other people. So
Exactly.
super cool stuff right there. Tim, if you want to tell the people how excited we are about the launch of Next Gen Thoroughbred Photography.
We are super excited. This is a little side hobby that me and Tanner have always done. We just love shooting photos of like the horses at Claiborne and the sunrises and sunsets of the farm, which are absolutely beautiful. So we decided that we would take it to the next level and we're going to be at the racetracks covering it for the podcast. We might as well shoot some behind the scenes and some race photos. And so here we
Yeah.
are.
So we essentially, Next Gen Thoroughbred Photography will be an official affiliate of Next Gen Thoroughbred and the Next Gen Thoroughbred podcast itself. Although they're going to be separate pages, they will have relatively the same content. Obviously, the photography page will be photo based, and the podcast, you know, we'll put some collabs together, do some photos and videos, put it on both accounts at the same time so everybody can see. But the photography page is essentially based for photo dumps or stuff that we really want to show that you can't necessarily just put on the podcast page because it's almost overwhelming in a sense for people to continue to scroll and just look through all those photos. And they'll be up on the website as well. So there'll be a new section on our website coming up where you can click right on those photos. And who knows, maybe eventually we offer some services with the photo stuff and help some
That's our
people out
hope.
and get that going. So I
So
think
make
it
sure you
takes
follow
us
our
to,
Instagram.
yeah, definitely follow the Instagram.
Next
There's the
gen.
Next Gen
Yeah,
Thoroughbred photo.
that's right.
We'll be very active on, we're very active on our podcast Instagram, but that will be just as active. And although you won't see the videos and stuff from the podcast, that'll be right there for you. You know, we'll put it right in the bio, and it'll be super accessible for people to see and just kind of highlight the art of the horse essentially, and the people that do the hard work and the moments that capture greatness, because that's a huge part of what we do is those moments. And if you get them on your camera or your phone or and it lives forever. So it's just, again, it's an important part of the podcast. We see it as something that we can just capture the moment and put it out to the people and shine the light on doing some stuff like that at a really high quality. So
We're excited to share this with you.
yeah, definitely. Again, we'll have the Instagram up. We'll make sure everybody is able to see it. Again, that's one of the big things we want to do. You know, we don't want to limit access to anybody. You know, we do a Wisdom Wednesday, which is not going to be Wisdom Wednesday this week, but just because of the busy weekend kind of put us behind a couple of days, but we're not going to let that stop us from putting out an episode and breaking it down for you guys this week. So we're putting a new spin on things coming towards the end of every episode from here on out. It's going to be called the Highlight Reel. It's going to be a new weekly segment where each week we will shine a light on one horse, a human, or a moment that we thought was the most inspiring from that event or from that race or from that day or from the week before. And Tim, if you want to tell them
Yeah, so this week we're going to highlight Torpedo Anna for her commanding win, consistency, and the energy that inspires younger fans and the horse people alike. I was just telling Tanner before we started recording this that she is like the Caitlin Clark of the horse industry. Like, I think when Caitlin Clark started doing all her amazing stuff, the viewing of women's basketball skyrocketed.
Went up
I think if,
dramatically.
yeah, so I mean, I feel like if we can. I mean, obviously, Torpedo Anna has a name for herself, but like, if the younger people can see a horse doing amazing things, I think that's going to inspire them to want to watch every race that she runs, and even
For
more, you know?
sure.
So,
And she's a
and that's it.
filly, you know, she's a
Yes.
girl. So
Yep.
if that doesn't tell you something about a darn good horse,
Exactly.
I mean, she's just amazing. Amazing.
I
It,
mean,
there's
yeah.
nothing else seeing her, and you know, you see her on TV and then you see her in real life, and it's like, oh, smokes.
Yeah, just the dominant presence that she brings to the paddock when she
Oh,
is
it's
getting packed up
unbelievable. I
is.
mean, the TikTok we just posted, I made sure I kept the sound on it because I mean, the whole crowd is roaring.
Yep.
It is a horse that she's one of a kind. Like I said in the beginning, she's generational. It's something that'll leave you speechless. So.
Yeah, literally. When she walked out, we're all just like, the whole crowd just followed her as she did the
Couldn't
circle, and I was
hear,
like,
you could hear a pin drop. It's
yep.
like, and then she comes in the winner's circle, everybody celebrates, and Brian and Kenny get that trophy and all the connections. And again,
Yeah, it was.
congratulations to them, and just
I
awesome.
said,
Good for
leaves you
her. And
speechless.
yeah, and we wish her the best of luck because we're big fans.
It's sad to report that our industry lost one of the greats on June 28th. Dwayne Lucas was a forever trailblazer, inspiring the next generation and many more after that, passed away at his home at Louisville.
Yeah. Damn, I'm
Yeah. He was 89 years old. What a legacy to leave behind.
I mean, there wasn't anybody like him, so
Nope.
I feel like if I continue talking about him, I'm gonna start crying, so
Yeah.
not
But
do that.
we send our condolences to his family and everyone on his team.
For sure, he left something great behind, and it'll live on forever.
Yes. Well, thanks everyone for listening to this week's episode. Remember to stay tuned, stay inspired, and keep showing up for the industry we all love.
Thank you guys, appreciate it.